Town of Orchard Park Planning Board. Let the record note that a quorum is present. And should the fire alarm sound, you may depart by any doorway beneath an exit sign. And from there, you will see another exit sign, which will take you outside into safety. It should also be known that if anyone appearing before the board has a family, financial, or business relationship with any member of the board, it is incumbent on that person to make the relationship known under state law and the town code of ethics. So, Allie.
Nicole.
Nicole.
Close.
Close. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
With that, we have a single item. And I believe we can move ahead with it. I presume you folks are from the commission.
Yes, so I'm Mike Hines.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, happily. So I'm Mike Hines. I'm from Eden Mission. Appreciate you guys setting this session up tonight for this subject very much, so thank you guys for that.
Kyle Miller with CBRE, voters representative.
Ray Murphy with Fox News Sports Auditors Architects. We're the architectural firm working with Mike's team on the project.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So we're, I guess, tonight just looking at seeker, but I think we'd like to know a little bit more about your project. I know some of the board members have questions, and we don't want to get into, you know, charts and maps and stuff like that, but give us a brief description, and then each person here will ask a question, though, as I get, again, our focus will be on seeker.
Sure, I can do that. Just a brief overview. So if you don't know, one of you guys mentioned our facilities, formerly Carlton. A couple of other owners over the last few years, now as part of Eaton Aerospace, which it will be for a long time. Eaton purchased the business about 3.5 years ago, and our business is growing tremendously here in Orchard Park. Right now we have just over 400 employees. We build all sorts of different things for the aerospace and space industries, but mostly around high pressure gas management. So like little bottles full of 15,000 PSI of air that do different things. For example, one of them would be if you're ever on a plane, hopefully not, and the emergency slides are deployed. Many of those are from a little bottle valve regulator that we completely make here in Orchard Park that then fills that. In fact, that happened at an airport in Japan a couple years ago, and hundreds of people were saved sliding down those slides before the plane blew up. That's one of the things. One of the other neat things I think that we make is breathing regulators. Every astronaut that's ever been in space has breathed off of one of our regulators.
Really?
So, other cool things too, but we'll just stick with those two examples. Our business is growing, as I mentioned, tremendously. And if you've ever walked through our facility, which probably you haven't, it is jam-packed. There's no space to do anything additional. We have. So what we're trying to do is add about 50,000 square feet of manufacturing space that will enable some of our current programs to grow to the rates that we're intending to grow them and our customers are already demanding. And it will also enable additional new programs that we don't currently build to have space to grow there. We expect that to result in probably about 90 additional jobs at the facilities over this community over the next 3 to 5 years. So we're excited about that as well. And we've been working with FFAE to design, you know, the building. So hopefully you guys have seen the concepts that we've put out, but if you can't picture it, we're basically just slapping a 50,000 square foot rectangle on the north side of our building. It will look the exact same as the current building with the, what's it called, precast?
Concrete panels.
And then the other part of it is we'll also need more space for those employees to park. So we do own about 5 acres or 6 acres west of our building going up to California Road. Part of this project will be rezoning that, which I think we'll talk about in January, not tonight. But also, we're looking for the secret determination tonight so that we can move forward with that. Anything interesting that I missed?
Byron, if you want to comment on the, your, also, the growth will allow you to have your shipping and receiving in the same building?
Yes, so currently, we lease a space in that same industrial park at Penn Center. You know where T's and Taps is at? It's connected to that building.
I've never been there.
Yeah, me neither. I've just heard about it. Connected to that building, all of our shipping and receiving a few years ago was moved over to that location, which is really suboptimal for us. We have a milk run with a truck every day that goes back and forth with all our parts and all our inventories over there. Part of this expansion will be folding all of that stuff in under one roof so we can operate much more efficiently.
Let me ask the board members if they have any questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
I really don't have any questions. I just want to go on record as being highly supportive of this expansion. I mean, looking at it, I think it's huge. Currently, the company is a huge asset to the community. This type of expansion is going to bring new jobs, and the nice thing is they're high-paying jobs.
Very good.
Which means people come to work for your company. They usually locate in Orchard Park, and we love to see new people moving in. Thank you for proposing this. I'm going to be happy to support it as we move along.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate that.
I do have a couple of questions, and some of this is a little bit cart before the horse, but
that's okay.
More curiosity. Yeah. I understand you're going to be seeking driving access out to California
that's
Road.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, and so do you, the land that you own, regardless of the current zoning and some of that, it is contiguous, it gets right out to Orchard Park Road?
I'm sorry,
California Road?
Yes.
There's some adjacent residential properties, a condo complex to the north and west, and then on California, just to the north, and then across the street, there's some single-family residences.
That's correct.
I'm just wondering about approximate distances from those residential property lines that you'll be building, whether it's parking lots or buildings or the driveway. And kind of part B to that is I know that there's some fencing and visual barriers with the condo complex. I'm just thinking about the driveway, if you guys have thought about that at all.
Yeah, we have talked about it a little bit. As you said, we do plan to put like a privacy screen on the whole north side of the property. Currently, there is not anything there, just some trees. But because we'll be extending the parking lot no further north, but further to the west, and some additional truck traffic will be coming in for those deliveries on California. We do want to do that. We are going to do that privacy screen. correct me if I'm wrong. There may still be a tree line on California Road.
Yes.
And then, so there will be some trees, and then the exit from the parking lot over there as well. I don't know if I know the distances off the top of my head.
I wouldn't hold you to figure if you gave me an estimate. 100 feet, 400 feet.
Over 100 feet.
Over 100 feet.
In terms of the other parking.
And then as you look for that, just because you said the D word, deliveries, I'm assuming that you're not going to have deliveries at 5 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock.
No, absolutely not. And in fact, we already have an agreement with the neighbors to the north, kind of on, not documented or anything, but where we only have deliveries during the day at our facility. So not only do we transport parts back and forth, but one of the things that is crucial to our business is different types of gas, argon, nitrogen, helium, a couple different gases that we fill bottles with. And we've worked out with them timing that is good for them, or at least less intrusive for them, because that's a big truck that comes and then it sits there and then it fills up the gas cylinders that we have. So
the delivery of gases, that's all based on pressure differentials, right? You don't have a mechanical pump that's generating noise. That's
correct.
It's just
no.
Truck comes in high pressure, pumps into low pressure.
Correct. And that's already happening there, by the way.
Right.
But my point is, we're very open and willing to work with the neighbors on, okay, you see something that you don't like or that is bothering you. We understand we all live somewhere also. How can we work that out, but still find a way to run our business?
I think, you know, we can iron out little details of the site plan.
And I know, like I said, that was my last question. I know you had an answer.
Yeah, so it's 300 feet from California Road to the edge of parking. There will be some stormwater detention to the west of the parking, between the parking and California Road, that will require some additional clearing. So say about 150 feet of buffer of unclear space from California Road.
And I want to echo what Mr. Kayser said. I think this is the type of business that's good for Orchard Park. That industrial park should be a very positive addition to the town of Orchard Park. I appreciate you guys indulging my questions.
Yeah, any question you have. If I could add one thing to it, our operation is pretty quiet. One of the loudest things probably is when the trash comes to get picked up.
I've heard about those.
But otherwise, you don't know what's going on inside from the outside. It's just a building.
When did you originally start doing business, sir?
Oh, wow. I wasn't there for that, but it would have been, I want to say, over 50 years ago, maybe.
50 years ago?
It's been there a while.
I would hope you wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, it's been there a while.
That's quite a while ago.
I want to say it was the 1980s as the date of the original facilities construction drives. Not myself personally, but our office worked with that. With the
late 80s.
Yeah, 37 years, not 50 years.
Do you expect the trash pickups to occur off Cobham or off California?
That's a good question. Probably off California.
I just want to mention that I expect that there would be some awareness in spite of 150-foot setback for the parking lot. You'll have more truck activity. And I spend a lot of time hearing out neighbors of another facility over trash.
Sure.
And a lot of discussions about where to put the dumpsters in such a way that it was as far as possible from the home. That's just something maybe architecturally you could think about.
Actually, yeah, they are in our current plans. They're moving further away from the town. Right now they are to the north of the building where we plan to expand into. So they're going to move south and west to the west side of the building.
But will they be closer to residential property and for a permit for that reason?
Much further.
Much further from the
Much further, yeah.
So then
in
I think it'd be great.
The feet,
yeah. It would be great to just stress that.
Yeah, no, it's a good segment. It's a good point. And we can get those dimensions as well. So it's very clear to you guys. Especially if people are asking you about it.
And to those that attend public hearings and so on, I think it's a plus from the architectural point of having the trash as separate as possible and keeping the trucks as far away from residential property.
Anything to add?
Other questions? I guess this gives you some idea of what sort of issues will come up when we get the site plan. Okay. Typically the process here in Orchard Park is that, while the town, town board is responsible for, the approval process for commercial, industrial, business planning board, is responsible exclusively for residential, but we provide planning support to the town board. So typically a project comes in, it's referred to us, we issue recommendations to the town board,
sure.
Which I think in my 20 years or something on planning, I think the town board has declined our recommendation, I think twice. So.
And Mr. Chairman, I think that's an excellent segue into my interest in making a motion, if I may. All right, regarding planning board file 40-24, I move to recommend that the town board declare this project an unlisted seeker action based on the submitted long EAF and a condition if negative declaration is made with the following condition or stipulation. One, this recommendation is contingent upon the town board finding that the impact to the adjacent residential areas, community character and aesthetics will be minimal as it considers the proposed rezoning.
Second. Is there any discussion on the question?
Call the question.
If there be none, those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed, please say nay. There being only ayes heard, we're all in agreement. This is a very desirable project in town. It's in a perfect place. It's in our premier industrial park.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Second motion.
I do.
Okay.
Could we also add to the minutes requesting that the town board address this issue with as much expediency as possible, given the benefit of the project to our community?
Is that a motion?
That is a motion.
I will second that motion.
So inclined to support it, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay, your motion is carried. Gentlemen, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, by the way, off the record, two times the town board against the planning board, you were wrong.
I was gonna ask.
Motion to adjourn.